back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in and joining me in studio, the managing director of Breitbart, Texas. It's Brandon Darby back in studio, or back with us here on the program, and welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me in here, Chad.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today. I know it's been a busy time for you. You've been traveling the state, talking to a bunch of different folks, and as you travel the state, what are you hearing about Breitbart, Texas, and what people are saying about you?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, all of our articles so far, we've been around for a week and a day, and everything's been original, everything's been investigative and deep, and it's covering issues that matter to Texas. I think a lot of sites try to have a Texas section, and it seems kind of like a carpetbagger site. You know, they have a Texas section, and they're people from New York looking for Texas news. Well, everyone writing with us just about lives in Texas, born and raised in Texas. I'm born and raised in Texas, so I think we're doing great. I think
yeah.
It's going well.
And you've been coming to Lubbock for a while now. You moved to Lubbock. You're based out of Lubbock. You were in Austin. You've come to the hub city so far. What do you think about Lubbock, Texas?
Well, I'm partial to Lubbock because my little girl lives here. I've been coming from the Austin area every other weekend for about 6 years to be with my little girl. And so now being here all the time, it's great. Like when I leave here, I'm going to go eat lunch with her. So what do I think about Lubbock? I'm enjoying Lubbock a lot. I don't mind the dirt. I don't mind it being flat. You know, we have pretty sunsets.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to the site, you know, we launched with a James O'Keefe video exposing Battleground Texas, doing what we believe and I think most experts believe is illegal behavior. They were taking private, confidential information off of voter registration forms to put into a system to help elect Wendy Davis and turn the state blue.
Yeah.
So within our first week, we've had pretty big successes at challenging the left and challenging liberal efforts in the state.
Well, and that's something that Breitbart, you know, the website Breitbart and what Andrew Breitbart, that's what he was known for, was challenging the left, and that's what Breitbart, you know, still does today. You go to Breitbart.com and you can see, you know, where they're going. And the story last night, and it appears today in the morning brief, about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce really pushing amnesty. That is something that they want to push right now because they don't know what the political landscape is going to look like. Are those the type of pieces that you see Breitbart Texas continually developing on the website?
Well, exactly those type of pieces. But one of the things that people don't understand, they get complacent, especially in Lubbock and West Texas, where it's predominantly very conservative. People get complacent and they think that because someone has an R after their name, that somehow means that they're not part of an effort to turn our state into a big government, wasteful, blue state. You know, like
right.
Just because someone's called a Republican doesn't mean that they are actually a conservative and that they're actually pushing for a constitutional government and that they're actually pushing for lack of waste, for low taxes, and for the things that we now know, world history shows over and over again, are equated with freedom. I mean, you know, let's look at the left for just a second. The left in the United States has historically supported these foreign regimes. People supported the Soviet Union. The New York Times supported the Soviet Union. You know, and these bastions of these utopian societies. And it turns out that they're these oppressive regimes because they're big government and they don't allow individual freedoms. Well, now look at Venezuela today. What's going on in Venezuela? Mm-hmm. All of the left in the United States supported Venezuela and Hugo Chavez. And now look what's happening today. The opposition is getting arrested. They're getting killed. So we know what freedom is, and we know that anywhere in the world that there are a lack of government intrusions into industry, for the most part, there has to be a balance. But we know that is equated with freedom. And so Texas, I mean, we're a far cry from Venezuela or from the Soviet Union for sure. We're the exact opposite end of the spectrum. But look at what's going on in the state. Look at Speaker Strauss, and most people don't even know who Speaker Strauss is, Joe Strauss. This guy was elected with Democrats backing him. He was appointed Speaker of the House, elected Speaker of the House, because Democrats, not because of conservatives. This guy tends to side with Democrats. And you have that same issue going on, I think, in your city council here, where you have people who are conservatives and Republicans, but they push for policies, like you were talking about, mm-hmm. that are actually going in the other direction from freedom and from liberty.
Yeah, and that's something that I think, and you're right, you know, that people have gotten complacent out there. They will oftentimes look and go, okay, well, you say you're Republican, great. You have the R next to your name, great. You really have to see what people have to say in the past, what they've said in the past, what, you know, some of the actions they've taken, and really listen to people and to see what they have to say. Some of these candidates who are out there running right now, what they've said in the past as well.
Who's behind them? You know, that's what you have to look at. You have situations right now. Most people don't realize this, but in Texas, the power base in Texas, you have the Democratic Party of Texas, and then you have a number of lawyers groups. For instance, you have the Trial Lawyers Association, who's heavily involved in the Democratic Party of Texas. So look at what happened with Joe Poole Jr., for instance. You have an issue with the Supreme Court of Texas, and you have Buck Wood, a Democrat attorney, okay, a major Democrat party player. He takes on Joe Poole, who's a Republican, and he tries to sue the Tea Party candidates off of the ballot. That's what he tries. He goes through and he finds little errors. They forgot a comma. They forgot this date or that date. They forgot to put initials here. And he tries to get them sued off of the ballot so that Texans don't have a choice for that person. And that's the kind of insidious stuff we're seeing. You know, when we look at what we did this week with Battleground Texas, you have to look at the Democratic Party in Texas. And I'm not trying to insult all Democrats. I understand that a lot of people, you know, everyone has different views, right? But look at the party itself. You have Wendy Davis, who had this huge swath of this heroic story, and most of it turned out to be false.
Right.
And she lied about it. And then the Democrats' response is, well, it's just a little lie. What does it matter? It's true in substance. Well, then you have Battleground Texas taking this confidential information, which is, according to everyone in government, is illegal that they did it. And so what we did was we broke those videos. We backed off. It was in all the major TV stations in the state for the entire week, actually. And we gave them a day to hang themselves with rope. And you had Buckwood, that same guy, the Texas Tribune. They came out and they did a piece defending Battleground Texas. And they said, oh, it's not illegal. And it was illegal. So what we did was we had experts show it was illegal. The Secretary of State had the information, didn't refer it to the Attorney General for prosecution. So then Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst came out and he demanded that the information be passed on to the Attorney General. The Attorney General then has to recuse himself and then send it back to Bexar County for prosecution or for investigation.
Right.
So that's a pretty successful first week, I'd say, if we stirred the pot that much.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Brandon Darby in studio with me. Can you hang out for one more segment?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. All right. We're talking with Brandon Darby. You can visit Breitbart.com. Go to Breitbart, Texas. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, Brandon Darby, Managing Director with Breitbart Texas in studio. And before we get to something that was on y'all's website, that's on your website, the lead story right now, I know it was it's still on the website, story about the Texas Tribune, the Tribune backing off. Do you see the Tribune, because there's been a debate in this state over the Texas Tribune, whether they are news organization or if they're out there trying to move a one political interest. How do you see the Texas Tribune?
Well, I think that they're out there trying to move a one political interest, and I think they're a news organization. I think news organizations, I think it's a fallacy when someone says, well, I'm a journalist, I'm not an activist. It's like, no, I'm an activist, and journalism is a tool in my activism. I'm not going to lie to the public and I'm going to tell the truth, but journalism is a tool in my activism, just like every other journalist. I'm just honest about it. And I think with the Tribune, they're very clearly pushing a perspective, a left of center perspective. And I'll be honest, I think they're great. Whenever I want to read a left of center perspective and see what the Democratic Party talking points are, I read the Texas Tribune. But they are in a controversy. And I think a lot of that is because I think a lot of the other left outlets are jealous. And what I mean by that is you have a lot of left of center media in the state of Texas. I don't care what anyone says. I still consider the Dallas Morning News to be left of center. Yeah. I consider the Houston Chronicle to be left of center. The Austin American Statesman, I consider it left of center. And you go from there. The Tribune is very clearly left of center, pro-Democratic Party. But I don't hold that against them as long as people are honest about it. I wish they would come out and be a little more straightforward about it. They have good information. I don't, they shield against, we went after Battleground Texas for what we believe to be illegal behavior, and the Tribune defended them. And, but this is what's interesting. We talked about Buck Wood, that Democratic attorney, earlier. Okay. Once we came out and called the Tribune out for having that defense in there, they removed Buck Wood's legal opinion from their article.
Hmm.
So that's interesting. They never said they removed it either. They said the piece had been updated. So I think Texas media isn't used to having someone like us in the hen house, you know, calling them out for their bias. So we'll see where it goes with them.
One of the lead story right now about amnesty, minors illegally crossing the Texas border. It's on the rise. This is a big story.
It's perpetual amnesty. And you know, this is a tricky situation in Texas, because about half the Republicans are against amnesty and the other half are for it, even though they say they're not. And they actually think they're not for it. I don't think they're lying. I don't take that position that most of the Republicans who are for the illegal aliens who are currently here being allowed to stay, they don't see themselves as for amnesty, because they believe that there should be a number of steps and a number of years before those people are entitled. You know, it's basically putting them at the back of the line without forcing them out at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But see, here's the problem. The Democratic Party, and Breitbart News has covered this extensively, and I've covered it extensively on Big Government, which is a Breitbart site. The Democratic Party has been clear that any effort that allows people to stay here that doesn't give them the same rights as you and I is going to be called apartheid, and they're going to fight that fight and they're going to sue us on it. So any effort that allows people to stay who are here illegally,
right,
is going to result in amnesty. That is a fact. It's dang near a fact.
Yeah. You can see where the Democrats are going.
It gets very, very tricky. And so the story we have today, is about the number of minors and adolescents who are crossing from Mexico into Texas, and their parents are sending them here because they realize that there's likely going to be amnesty and rights given to those people. Hmm. So we're seeing an increase in that. It's actually very heartbreaking. The whole situation is heartbreaking, and I think it tears apart the fiber of what we are as Texans. You know, Texans, we were founded, a lot of the people who founded our state spoke Spanish. You know, like we have a tricky situation in Texas,
mm-hmm.
but again, we're Americans, we're Texans, and we believe in the rule of law. That's something very core to who we are.
Brandon Darby, we have one more segment left. We'll take the break right now. Here on the Chad Hasty Show, Breitbart, Texas, the topic of the day. We'll be right back. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, Brandon Darby, Managing Director, Breitbart, Texas, in studio, and you're here in Lubbock. You're the Managing Director. What can those in Lubbock, if they're going to Breitbart, Texas, what can they expect maybe about West Texas, Lubbock, in the future? Any stories coming down?
We have some stories on a few Republicans here in this area who we do not believe to be Republicans, and maybe they are Republicans in name only. To put it nicely. And we have some issues with the EPA in West Texas that we're gonna talk about and expose some very big inconveniences that the EPA it's a longer term investigation.
Yeah.
So we have some things coming from the Lubbock area. And we also have some personal interest stories. Like, you know, a lot of people don't realize we have Palo Duro Canyon above us, or we don't have a lot of people, you know, just some Texas stories in general. But yeah, politically, you can expect a great deal. There's a reason that we picked Lubbock, you know. Primarily my little girl lives here and I wanted to be in Lubbock. But what we did was when we broke out and we're one of the largest conservative news sites in the country, thus in the world. And when we broke out and started Breitbart Texas and Breitbart London on the same day, we say from Lubbock to London, you know. So West Texas is often overlooked. You know, people are very complacent here. Many people go to church. They love God. They love the country. They have flags out front. you know, 4th of July means a lot to people here.
Yeah.
And people get very complacent about what politicians are doing around them just because there's an R after their name. And we don't think that's acceptable, you know, whether it's on a state level, a national level, or whether it's just on even a city level in Lubbock.
Yeah.
And I think you have some issues here. I'm trying to be polite about it. I don't want to come into the city and start hitting people. But just expect that we're looking into matters.
Brandon Darby, always appreciate you coming on the show, and I look forward to you appearing more. Quite a bit more here on the show.
Let's do it.
Breitbart, Texas. Go to Breitbart.com. Click on Breitbart, Texas for all the top news stories that you do need to be reading about.